Hey guys, Trevor here with the E-Commerce Paradise Podcast. Today's episode, I wanted to be a little bit of inspiration. I've been working with a lot of e-commerce store owners lately, people that want to start up their own high-ticket dropshipping stores. And one thing that I've realized in working with a lot of people now is that it's very difficult to grow when you don't know which direction to go. And when you have a to-do list that's like a mile long with 20 or 30 different things to do, it can be difficult to know which one to do first. When the reality is that you really should be focusing less on your to-do list and focusing more on actually getting things done. I get stuck in this a lot, and that is creating to-do lists for everything, you know, and the problem is that you just end up making a to-do list all day. You don't end up actually getting a whole lot of stuff done. So my biggest thing that I've learned over time is to do one thing at a time. And that when you wake up in the morning, the first thing that you do after your morning routine is sit down and decide the one thing you could do that entire day that would have the biggest impact on your life and your business, and then try to get that thing done that day. A lot of the times those things turn into really big projects. So the reason why you want to break down that one thing is because that one thing is probably going to turn into 10 or 20 other things. It's going to be just the tip of the iceberg of an entire other to-do list. And this happens to me a lot when I have a project like, oh, I want to fix my email marketing and update it. Well, okay, I can say that on my to-do list as one liner, but then I break that down into all the different tasks and I have to do my, you know, abandoned cart series, my welcome series, all these other things. And besides email marketing, there's lots of other stuff you could do. There's YouTube marketing. And if you have, you know, a thing on your to-do list that says, you know, set up your YouTube channel, well, that actually includes like 10 or 15 different things. You know, you have to actually apply for YouTube channel, then you have to do your profile picture, then you have to do your channel art, then you have to set up your playlists, and then you have to actually create and add videos. And just the video creation process in of itself is an entire another thing. To create a video, you have to first research your keywords and which keywords and topics you want to target. Then you have to plan out the videos, and then you have to decide what type of video you're going to create. If it's a slideshow video, or if it's an in-person talking video, or whatever. And then you have to go and create the video, and then you have to sit down and edit the video. So you can see, like, to-do lists can become a mile long, and then each little step of the way can become another mile long. And so the truth is that you don't get a whole lot done when you just make to-do lists. But you get a whole lot done when you get off the to-do list and you start doing. It's the taking of action that actually results in success. Now, it's true that you do need to have proper direction, and you can't really get very far if you're always taking, you know, side routes and side paths and other things like that. But you can get somewhere like that. It's called trial and error, and I did that for years. My first dropship store started in February 2011. And that was when I got my first sale. I started the idea of it back in October of 2010. It wasn't until February 2011 I got my first sale. So it was just like a few months of trial and error. And then we got our first sale, and then it took two more years before it even got to the point where we had, you know, a part-time income coming in from the business, you know, a couple thousand dollars a month. And then it was even another year beyond that until we got to the $4,000 or $5,000 a month level where we could actually have it as a full-time income. And yeah, I didn't have any mentors. I just had my business partner who, you know, didn't have any prior experience with it either. We were just learning as we went and applying other marketing skills that we got from other places to our internet business. And, you know, we kind of made it work and, you know, whatever. So we figured it out. We did it DIY. But now that I realize the power of mentorship, I realize how, you know, truly helpful and useful it is to people when they're first getting started up. And that's why I started realizing that I wanted to offer mentorship to people, is because I know that it's hard to find, you know. It really is hard to find a good mentor, especially somebody you can reach out to by phone without having to spend a ton of money, and, you know, somebody you can actually call on, you know, when you need them. And it's not just like a community where you post a question to a forum and you hope somebody writes you back. And then, you know, that person that writes you back, you don't know what their experience level is. You don't know if they're even giving you a good answer or not. They might just be some guy on there that, you know, wants to just throw a bunch of things out there and is on social media all the time, you know? So having a mentor that you can call on that you know is successful, you know has been down that path, you know knows the way and knows the right way to do things, is super valuable and super helpful. So You know, that's why I created the Academy at E-commerce Paradise. I really wanted to help people build an e-commerce business, a high-ticket dropshipping business that is profitable, that you can start up right away. And I've been building it out, and a lot of what I realized is that the most helpful things that you can possibly do to people is just show them over your shoulder what you're doing. And it's one step at a time. As I'm building out this course, I'm realizing that the way I've done it in the past is I tend to multitask. I tend to try to get 5 or 10 things done at a time every day. But I'm building out this course now, and I'm realizing if I just get 1, 2, maybe 3 things at the most done every single day, you know, even if they're small, then that's awesome. I made a huge amount of progress. And the other thing is that when I have a big thing to do, like a, you know, one big project, well, I can break it down into like maybe 10 or 20 different small things and get 1 or 2 of those done every single day. And then I feel like I'm making progress on it, right? And that's truly what it is. It's just about making daily progress. Because when you take baby steps, especially in the beginning, you're making little wins. You're getting little wins and you're making progress. And those little baby steps add up a lot. You know, consider building a business as, you know, 1,000 baby steps. Right? And so you got to start taking baby steps, one thing at a time, one thing at a time, one thing at a time. And the best thing I can possibly say is to actually record your processes somehow. Talk about it on a vlog, or write it on a blog, or write it down on a notepad or something like that. Just every single day, journal your efforts, because you'll be able to look back at that and you'll be able to feel like, you know, not only did you get something done, but now you can go back and do it again if you wanted to, because you know you did. You can look back and see what worked and what didn't. You can go and look at data and see, okay, I worked on this month. Did I get any results from that? I worked on a lot of content marketing. How's my traffic flows to my blog posts? Am I getting the organic traffic that I thought I was going to get? You know, I did a lot of videos this month. Are the videos getting views? Are they getting click-throughs? You know, all that stuff. You can use a tool like Google Analytics to see a lot of that stuff. You can use heat maps. And, you know, you can survey customers, you can use email opt-ins and autoresponders and stuff like that. So there's a lot of cool things you can do. And truly building an online business is not simple. It's not something that happens fast. It's not something where you get rich quick from it at all. It can take years, but if you have proper guidance and mentorship, it can take as little as a few months to get a business going. And that's what I'm here for. So I really want to help people do this. My goal this year is to help 100 people start a high-ticket dropshipping store. And it's a big goal. 100 people is a lot of people. So the way I'm going to do it is not just show them how to do it. My goal is to actually partner with a select group of people that are willing to work with me. So I've created a partnership opportunity within my membership program. And if you go in there, you have to pay for entry to the membership program first, and then you go into the back end and you'll have the opportunity to partner with me on a dropship store. The terms and conditions are in there, and I'm not going to say them publicly, but I will announce this right now. But if you go into the E-commerce Paradise Academy, you can get the chance to partner with me on a dropship store. So I've done this many times before, and I know how to make these things successful very quickly. And you can follow the entire course and do it yourself, or you can partner with me and you can get access to me every single day for phone coaching. So that's the biggest benefit out of this. All right, guys. So with all that said, take baby steps, focus on one thing at a time, make daily progress. Don't get yourself down about it. Get rid of your false beliefs where you're not good enough, or, you know, you're failing or whatever else. There's no such thing as a failure. It's only practice and learning lessons. Okay. So get out there, accomplish what it is that you've always wanted to accomplish, because you can. You have it in you to do it. Don't hold yourself back anymore. Go all in. Don't look back. Burn the bridges behind you and look forward towards your new lifestyle that you want, because it's possible. It is all possible. It just takes determination. It takes focus. It takes persistence. And it takes an understanding of marketing, which I'm here to teach you. So go to E-commerce Paradise Academy, sign up today, and we'll see you inside. Take care, guys.